يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
Believers, spend out of the good things you have earned and out of what we have produced for you from the earth, and choose not for your spending the bad things, such as you yourselves would not accept, or accept only by overlooking its defects. Know well that Allah is most sufficient, most praiseworthy. Know well that Allah is most sufficient, most praiseworthy. It is obvious that he who is invested with the best attributes cannot be appreciated of those possessed of low and evil qualities. God is, for instance, generous and beneficent, and constantly showers his favors and bounties on his creatures. How is it possible for him then to love those who are mean, niggardly, and vicious?
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم.
Satan frightens you with poverty and bids you to commit indecency, whereas Allah promises you his forgiveness and bounty. Allah is all generous, all knowing.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
He grants wisdom to those whom he wills, and whoever is granted wisdom has indeed been granted much good, yet none except men of understanding take heed. And whoever is granted wisdom has indeed been granted much good. Wisdom signifies sound perception and sound judgment. The purpose of this statement is to point out that one who is possessed of wisdom will follow God's path rather than that of Satan. The followers of Satan believe that it is the height of wisdom and shrewdness to be constantly concerned with saving out of one's earnings and to be perpetually on the lookout for a higher income. But for those endowed with divine perception, such an attitude is sheer folly. True wisdom consists in using one's resources moderately to meet one's needs and in spending whatever is left for charitable purposes. It may be possible for a person who does not spend for charitable purposes to attain a much greater degree of worldly prosperity than others. The life of this world, however, is only a fraction of man's total life, which is not limited to the confines of this world. One who risks the well-being of his eternal existence for the sake of highly transient well-being in this world is indeed a fool. The truly wise person is he who makes full use of the tenure of this life and invests his resources in prosperity in the life that will never cease.
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن نَّفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَّذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
Allah knows whatever you spend or whatever you vow to spend. The wrongdoers have none to succor them. The wrongdoers have none to succor them. Whether or not a man spends in the way of God and whether or not he vows to spend in the way of God, God is fully aware both of his intentions and deeds. All those who either spend for the sake of God or vow to spend for the sake of God will be adequately rewarded. As for those who have either spent or have vowed to spend for others than God, no one will save them from God's chastisement. Vow means either a man's pledge to spend something or to perform some act of goodness which is not obligatory on him providing a particular wish of his is fulfilled. provided that this vow is related to some wish which is in itself permissible and good, and that the person concerned makes it to none but God and for the sake of God, then such a vow will be reckoned as an act of obedience to God, and its fulfillment will be worthy of reward. Otherwise, such a vow will be seen as an act of disobedience and sin, and its fulfillment will invite punishment from God.
وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
If you dispense your charity openly, it is well. But if you conceal it and pay it to the needy in secret, it will be even better for you. This will atone for several of your bad deeds. Allah is well aware of all that you do. It will be even better for you. If charity is of an obligatory nature, it is preferable to dispense it openly. Non-obligatory charity should preferably be dispensed secretly. This principle applies to all acts. As a rule, it is more meritorious to perform obligatory acts openly and non-obligatory acts of goodness secretly. This will atone for several of your bad deeds. The performance of good deeds in secret leads to the continual improvement of one's life and character. One's good qualities develop fully, and one's bad qualities gradually wither away. This makes a man so acceptable to God that he pardons the sins that he might have committed.
لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
You are not responsible for setting these people on the right way. Allah sets on the right way whomsoever He wills. Whatever wealth you spend in charity is to your own benefit, for you spend merely to please Allah. So whatever you spend in charity will be repaid to you in full, and you shall not be wronged. So whatever you spend in charity will be repaid to you in full, and you shall not be wronged. In the beginning, Muslims tended to hesitate in helping either their non-Muslim relatives or other non-Muslims who were in need. They thought that helping Muslims only constituted spending in the way of Allah. This verse rejects this attitude. The purpose of this verse is to point out that Muslims are not responsible for forcing true guidance down the throats of people. Conveying the message of truth to people absolves them of the obligation incumbent upon them. It is then for God either to favor the recipients of the message with true perception or not. In addition, Muslims should not shrink from helping their relatives in the affairs of the world on the ground that they are not following the true guidance. They will be rewarded by God for whatever help they render to needy persons for the sake of God.
لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ.
Those needy ones who are wholly wrapped up in the cause of Allah and who are hindered from moving about the earth in search of their livelihood especially deserve help. He who is unaware of their circumstances supposes them to be wealthy because of their dignified bearing. But you will know them by their countenance, although they do not go about begging of people with importunity. And whatever wealth you will spend on helping them, Allah will know of it. and whatever wealth you will spend on helping them, Allah will know of it. The people referred to here are those who, because they had dedicated themselves wholly to serving the religion of God, were unable to earn their livelihood. In the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there was a group of such volunteer workers known as Ashab al-Sufa, consisting of about 300 or 400 people who had forsaken their homes and gone to Medina. They remained at all times in the company of the Prophet, always at his beck and call to perform whatever service he required of them. They were dispatched by the Prophet, peace be upon him, on whatever expeditions he wished. Whenever there was nothing to do elsewhere, they stayed in Medina and devoted themselves to acquiring religious knowledge and imparting it to others. Since they were full-time workers and had no private resources to meet their needs, God pointed out to the Muslims that helping such people was the best way of spending in the way of Allah.